John Hartman suggested that we might have Hodgson give a briefing on unemployment. One subject, one topic, about a 30-minute briefing. It was on what the government's doing and giving jobs to youth, returning GIs, one of the groups. I think that might prod Hodgson into getting more enthusiastic about this program. National Center for Voluntary Action Reception over here starts at 6 months, about 130 board members, about 100 show up. Do you want to have a receiving? Do you want to receive that?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I don't know. I'll go ahead and talk to them and receive them.
That'd be a good idea to do that. You'd like to carry it?
Yeah.
Maybe some of our staff.
Right. Sure, anybody you want.
All right. And press coverage on that?
No.
None at all?
I don't want any press if they've got those receptions anymore. Just put it out. That Center for Voluntary Action, there we can have press. We just
that's post. Post.
Yeah,
that's
right. You don't need anything. There's nothing. So we try to play that press, there's nothing to it. And then they be there and they're around and they shoot pictures and they expect something historic or nothing there. This is for the purpose of buttering up the guy that runs it, that's all. Yes.
Okay. The last item is on the worship service for Mother's Day, May 9th. The girls over there, and only the girls, are sort of pushing for a black, but I don't think I would want a black minister.
Mother's Day?
Yeah, I said I don't think that's...
You're talking under no circumstances. I don't think black. The only one, Billy Graham has mentioned a black a couple of times that he likes, but not for Mother's Day.
We should go to another black. We haven't had one for a
year. Yeah, we've only had one.
Well, did you try to talk to Billy Graham about... Remember, I told you how...
We've got...
He's got one. He says
his black thing. We've got another black. It's supposed to be good, but...
Well, we've got a couple of suggestions.
But not Mother's Day.
All right. Well, that's me. The last time you talked to me about it, you said, let's have some more Catholics. We are heavy on the Catholic side. We've had three Catholic officials.
Officials do very well, unfortunately. They're not just making concerns.
Well, I'm just about with
that. If you've got a
Midwest Protestant.
I have no objection to having a black on Mother's Day. If they find that, if they could get that good one that Graham talks about, make any damn difference. We don't care who they are, you know, these are just throwaways anyway. So, do you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. I do. Right. And
if you get one of Billy Graham's really good, who's an eloquent man, an eloquent black, you know, I don't care if you got that shirt that it's going to be a bad one. Okay.
One of the intended clause, you asked me to check on that, which I did some time ago. He's available. He had a heart attack a year ago, so he's operating at a reduced pace, but he's around and he's available, and Penny Adams is going to be talking to his agent to sort of check their reaction tomorrow.
We'll see. Right now we're not finding any more appointments.
He's still performing, though.
Yeah, he's back performing. He was out of circulation for about a year.
Great performer.
Elton Stevens, who's going to be at one of these quick 5-minute open door hours today, he is a no good nick. He's in Alabama. He's the head of the Medal of Honor League in Alabama. I guess he's a political foe of Red Blood, but he just said,
committed to reporting on the White House Youth Conference at the next council. Let him do it in our White House Youth Conference.
Yeah, tell him to cut that $2,400 in advance. I mean, I don't want to submit any longer. So put a mark what he thinks should be cut. I just want to know what he wants to cut. Then I'll probably look at it and call it a talk. I want to know what he thinks should be cut, and I don't know what I'm really talking about.
You
get to call him on the phone, he'll tell you what paragraphs, and you mark it on there, and I don't know what the party wants to cut, or she gets to cut.
All right, we'll move.
Yeah, we'll think of something.
We're just trying this morning, and it might be the kind of issue, brother. And it might not be a bad idea to knock the youth conference.
Is there a way we can do it?
Well, just by rejecting the report out of hand, do it the way we did the obscenity bunch. Say this is a disgrace and the hell with it.
When is the report getting here?
Well, the report wouldn't be here, but Elliot has assured the conference that he will report on the conference to the cabinet at the next cabinet meeting.
Let's get it reported.
So we should let Elliot do that.
And not have I wouldn't have Hodgson or go along for so long. I'll be so negative, so it's a little public. I think maybe on, yes, I was trying too rough on him. Maybe it's just probable that when the congressman raised the point with me, he didn't let him pass. I just got the impression, Bob, that the invitations were too heavily loaded as usual for the kind of schools, in other words, that we didn't get. You know what I mean? There are some better schools, there really are.
They have better schools there. The problem is they went through a big elaborate process of selecting everyone. Peterson was, you know, he was the chairman of one of the task forces, and then he resigned when he came into the government, of course. But he said it was just unbelievable. His task force consisted of a black guy named Chino, who was taken off the streets of Harlem, who was about as radical as they come, and a Mexican American from Wisconsin, who, and then some girl from some place who was 2 hours after she had met him sleeping with the Mexican American from Wisconsin. They couldn't get him out of the sack even to come to the meetings. And, you know, he went through this. He said, it was just terrible.
Oh, that is not typical of American youth. Or still don't believe it.
No. That's right.
We should have,
instead of trying to look representative, which is what they did, we should have gone for a square youth conference and left the
No, that's right. Just have young people like 4-H clubs.
That's exactly what I was saying. That's exactly what
you know, probably 4 million in the 4-H clubs. Why not have them represented? I bet there wasn't anybody from 4-H there.
I bet there was, but the poor kids from 4-H wouldn't have a chance against these people.
Okay. And I was too rough on that, so let's forget it. We'll let it.
Well, I think we got to shoot the thing down if it gets any ongoing focus.
That's got a hell of a lot, yes.
Not very much.
According to Buchanan's summary, Mark Evans.
It's not gotten very much, and if it doesn't, then we ought to just leave it not getting any, which is the right place for it to be.
Did you get Henry on the Mansfield thing? That's very important to me.
Hey, last night. I wasn't here, so I had to give it to Al. Al was fully up on it. He knew where it was anyway.
Would you mind? I'm excited about the whole week. We can't move about things, but would you mind grabbing Rogers and meeting him after his press conference and catch him before he goes to Europe? Talking about Dutch move.
Okay.
And you just say, look, we've got to move on the whole week. We've got to move it fast. They say there is a number of reasons to name it, at least of which Bob is in. But I think it's very important for me to feel, you know, very
And then I was going to call him, and I found out he was out at the building.
You weren't here in the afternoon, or you were gone?
I was in the late afternoon. I was.
Oh, I thought you were here.
No, I was here till about 4:30.
That time I put in that Bob said you were gone. That's why, because the man you were with, the man is with her. Downstairs, see?
On Sheehan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing that is very important, I mean, I think this is terribly important, is that you get that message to Walter to show him I quickly. I just would hate to see.
Well, I had held it up about our contact.
You see, the problem is, Mansfield thing looks to me like, I think the minute they get this thing from Mansfield, this formal request, they'll invite him. And I kind of hate to see, I just don't want to see Mansfield be the first American invited again. It's only invited a Democrat. Well, already, does that worry you?
I am impressed by the fact that the Chinese haven't played it like the Russians would. They haven't played for cheap little angle.
On the other hand, did you hear what Mansfield said in the Chinook's letter? The Chinook said that they would welcome him and his wife and set a date whenever he wanted.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't believe that they mean that?
No, I believe they mean it.
And that was before Mansfield sent his
letter. Oh, what I get in there, Henry, that's what you want to send there.
My point is... Chinese, that's an imperative.
Yeah. I agree. And but what about having somebody in terms of the public, I mean, the first man going to China, the public man being Mansfield, doesn't that bother you?
Well, it bothers me, why don't I get the Romanian then?
Well, it's maybe too late now.
I thought
we should just stop. We were going to just send a message.
Well, you told me on Monday you didn't want me to do anything.
Well, to send a message to indicate that your line, that on these visits, how are you going to say it?
I'm going to say that this is a very delicate place in our time, in our relationship.
Yeah.
And that the official contacts we strongly recommend should be with the government. Yes, and I won't even mention Mansfield.
Yeah. On the other side, if Mansfield is invited, we should build him up in arms for the bodies. On the other hand, Mansfield will, without question, go out and tell all the press that we arranged, we helped, we worked with him.
That's right.
So it's not going to be any question about our. We'll say, yes, this is bipartisan, we can handle it, we can deal with it.
If he goes, we may be able to set it up as we did it with Muskie. After all, it's obvious now that the Russians didn't tell Muskie a damn thing, that they did play our game. They saw him for a long time, but he got absolutely no mileage out of it.
That's obvious to their sophisticated. I mean, to the Quad, Muskie had a damn big show in Moscow.
Yeah. And also,
they'll deliver a message. I'll send a message saying this is a delegate.
How about having Walter see the Chinese ambassador in Paris?
Well, that's the next thing I want to do, but the trouble with that is, Mr. President, that channel isn't tested yet, and they take such a long time.
Okay, fine.
And I have that in mind. That's the channel we've got to get. And I'm
going to set a channel directly to the White House.
So that any time you want to pass a message to them.
We cannot have it done. This can't be done through steps. This is what we all understood. That's right. What I meant. What we're talking about, the same thing. I just needed to see Mansfield go over. Because Mansfield, the time he gets through and reports back, it's through state and everything else. We've got to have this directly to the White House. We've got to control this situation with the Chinese.
The quickest way, I think, is through the Romanian.
Right. What do you call?
I will tell them the Chinese are very subtle. I think we should tell them that this is a delicate and hopeful state in our relationship, and we're willing to set up a separate channel to them from the White House.
A separate channel, fine. Then what about business? What should we say?
And that until that channel functions, we think it would be best if political visits were kept at a minimum. We have to be careful that this stuff
doesn't. We can't indicate that we're blocking Mansfield's residence. That we believe that political business should be on a bipartisan basis. Why don't you put it that way?
Yeah, but I'll make clear to Buckley. We really don't want any political visits.
I don't think so.
And I think we ought to make clear that at this time the best.
That political visits should be
Or to say the best way to proceed now is on a government-to-government and people-to-people basis, and that the political side should.
And we're completely open on it, but that it should be controlled, and so that we avoid.
And if it takes place, it should be bipartisan.
Good. Fine.
I'll get him in.
Good.
All right, and I'll get that off today.
I think it's important.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly.
It may happen anyway.
It's not going to. I think it is. It's not going to be disastrous if Mansfield goes, because we've got this one under very good control. I suggested to him over a year ago that we could go. And he'll play it that way. He'll be our envoy.
Yeah, but it has to be somebody from the other side.
But only one.
Well, the best
it is
the
question of whether it's somebody from the other side that's the point. That Mansfield will say that 16 months ago, the president and he discussed it. It'll be clearly our initiative.
And you told him at least five or six times since then. I think it's better that he go than one of the candidates.
And much better that he go. Oh, absolutely. Then he can stop. Okay.
Right. Well, and I'll let you know about.
What is the situation on the green when we see
him? I'm seeing him at 1 o'clock for lunch. Yeah.
Here.
Well, I'm over at the map room.
And he said he wanted to see you.
Yeah. Heard from that.
This will be it. 3 days.
Oh, so I think I ought to be very tough with them.
Well, if he's tough with you, if he isn't.
I mean, if he doesn't have anything, that's being tough.
Yeah, that's right.
There's nothing now that.
What is it? That's right.
I mean, they either go ahead on salt in the summit or they don't. There's nothing else.
And you're going to Paris
as soon as. Well, oh yeah, they'll accept the North Vietnamese.
Well, you'll see.
Tomorrow at 2:30.
And then he will then ask them, suggest the date, your date.
He'll suggest.
We're
giving them 2 dates, either May 9th or May 16th. They'll probably take May 16th.
I just feel it. I feel it's very important to get this done with Henry. Don't let it rest.
Okay.
They're not going to change anything with the 16th.
Oh no.
If you lay it off to
that 9. Right. Okay, we'll say the 9. They may still come back 16th, but we'll.
You say you're going to be there on May 9th, and you've got to see it. They come back, say the 16th, then you do the 16th. Don't offer 2 days.
Okay,
so
we'll give them the 9th.
Yeah.
And I'll get the.
I think the remaining, you better get that done.
Yeah.
Well,
I have nothing with any. I've
got to talk to Halton about his youth conference. He said that's a fine, splendid group of young men.
unfortunately, with this fellow Hubbard, the head of these veterans. Turns out he's a phony. He said he was a captain who had flown missions. Turned out he was a sergeant who was a mechanic with airplanes.
The black guy. The one of the two leaders of this veterans thing. That wasn't in the news,
no, he did it this morning on the Today Show, and so revolting, he made it look like, he said, now that I have explained the discrepancies in my story, I call on the government to explain the discrepancies in their story.
Who brought it up?
I don't know.
Apparently this fellow that they put in front of the Netflix, put in front of the camp, real star, is Kerry.
He is. He did a hell of a big job on that.
He did extremely, but
my dad did a superb job on that, the Foreign Relations Committee yesterday. Kennedy type guy. He looks like a Kennedy. And he talks exactly like a Kennedy.
And that's good.
Very absurd. He was a Navy Lieutenant J.G. on a gunboat. And he used to run his gunboat up and shoot babies out of women's arms.
Oh, okay. Like that. He was in the Navy. It's not about service in Vietnam, as you well know,
Henry.
He was only over there for, I think it's 4 months or 5 months.
The Navy didn't have any casualties in Vietnam except in the air.
Well, this guy got a Purple Heart with two clusters and the Navy Star. He's got the hell of a bundle of lettuce up here.
The revolting thing now of the opponents is what they really are saying now is to turn it over to the communists, and I think we ought to hit them on that rather than on that line.
Did you see their program last night? I didn't see it.
I didn't either. I've got it set to leave this morning.
No.
They put on their program.
I forgot about it. At 10 o'clock last night, I picked up the log to see when it was on.
So they go on for 20, 30 minutes, but they're 19, that's not fair.
I let it. And what they are saying is, wars only end if you turn, prisoners only come back if you end the war. Well, on this basis, we could have ended the war in 42 with the Germans.
Yeah. They didn't have a planned line.
Humphrey's line was that the Eisenhower administration reduced our whole thing.
Yeah, with your strong support.
It's not going to wash your people.
That, when Eisenhower left, there were 300 people or 400 people in Vietnam.
Not much combat, man.
Working in the embassy or out of the embassy.
Sure.
A typical military mission. No one can convince the people that there's no difference between 400 and 550,000.
Yeah, or between Kennedy 16,000, if you want to take a lesser number.
Right, or Kennedy 16,000, where they were with their...
Well, I think the Republicans will start swiping the hell out of them on that.
There's no... They're not going to get any out of that.
What was the feeling in your staff meeting? Are they going to have Colson's crowd and kick hell out of them on their program, or just leave it alone for a while?
They're going to...
Not much to do.
There is much to do on the program. There's no point building up the program. They said the same things they've been saying all along. It got them a little more audience than they get on the news. Probably not.
What was it, DDC?
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't have as many as I had with the conversation.
Oh, no.
It was not. It didn't have much.
It's a lot of people, but it's...
I know, but compared to what we had, we only had 10 minutes of conversation, but obviously they didn't want 5 minutes for this damn thing.
I talked to the other...
It's amazing how they're building Hubert up. He completely stole the show of their fundraiser.
That's right.
He got twice as big a hand as anybody else, and all the blood has been on Hubert since then. They gave Hubert the lead position on the TV thing last night, which is by a... infinite margin, the best shot, because that kind of a show, which is so dull, people turn off and
drive
by the trillions, so the first guy up is going to get 3 times the audience, or 10 times the audience, the last guy again. And that's not all bad, the Hubert builds up, but then we got to start getting ready.
He's the most responsible of these guys.
Wow.
He's the hardest to attack on irresponsibility.
Well,
not really.
No, Henry, he's all on and off.
The Australian ambassador was in yesterday with the Australian foreign minister, who she, of course, lives to in Billet. And he said he's been traveling around the country. And he said, you'd be surprised, because I don't know what he knows, you'd be surprised how much support you have, but the trouble is that in every town that he's visited, the opponents are well organized, and your supporters who have a sort of vague feeling of wanting to support don't have anyone to rally around. And he said the only one that's out fighting is the president, and he said that's wrong.
That's right.
And I just know...
this group of congressmen told me.
I didn't know the guy.
He was one of the congressmen. They said you're the only one that can do this. Boy, I can't be discouraged. And these are our fighters. I guess they get discouraged, Bob, though. They go out and fight. Senators to go up. We got the congressman yesterday took on that, so they bought, you know, we got a
totally discredited himself yesterday, and then Severide went on TV last night and he emoted about, you know, we do really have a problem on this survey. So Boggs didn't prove anything.
Boggs on television again this morning, yes. He said he has no proof, he just has a feeling there was a death there.
God, can you imagine if they were one of our guys that they back out? Mark McCarthy, remember McCarthy? Yeah. The Mark McCarthy, of course, on the base that I have, he says there are so many in the state, and he was right, he said his number was too small, actually.
Yeah. His
number was too small.
He hit the
and yet, day after day, they went after him. Where's the proof, Senator? And he'd bring in papers along all the alcohol on the proof. They would discredit the proof of Boggs. Well, I have any proof, I have any intuition. And they made the son of a bitch alone. I'll tell you this press story that a bunch of bastards, we should never have even given the swimming pool. I mean, I really think they should be out there.
I'm telling you what we were discussing this morning. They should have left the water in.
Well, to pick things up, I think on China, with all their nitpicking, the basic story is coming across.
There's any doubt about that. That is still there.
Oh, yeah. Oberdorfer. Oh, yeah. Oberdorfer. Did you see his comment today?
Right? I said it was all right.
Oh, yeah. I gave him the February 1st. And he used it, and it makes it perfectly plain that you were the leader. And that's trickling through. And now let's see what the Russians are coming up with. No sense speculating, we'll know about it afterwards.
Yes.
My instinct is that the Russians have to break out one direction or the other.
That's right, and let them break. And let's get it over with. There are no immediate sense for us. If they break the other way, it's to be cold turkey and the meeting is over.
Yeah.
I really mean it. Get the hell out and say, we're through, then you go over and take your other thing at the other thing. We have to work on the Vietnam thing, but we must.
Frankly, we should play the other anyway.
Yeah.
We should keep keeping in play, no matter what we do with
the
other.
Because of all these attacks and so forth.
Yeah.
solid and great meeting. There is a glimmer of a run for the hills, Don.
Well, there's a problem. Reason they should be is that it's an hard winter's weather. You can see it in the spring.
Well, there are glimmers in some of our leadership on the hill. There's any question about that.
I'm going to affect our own people here, people.
No, it turns the other way.
Yes, sir.
I haven't heard anything from my job.
We could get lucky. And if we could get lucky, I'll tell you, I'm sorry to go. Some of those people, I've never lived in the place. I would never live in the place. There is no way, don't forget it.
Mr. President, I
cannot run the country, Bob, if we cannot do it. You don't agree?
I completely agree.
All right.
I think we have a chance.
It's hard to keep to that when the time comes.
Oh, no. Not on this issue.
I think we have.
I guess McGregor's saying, I know he had to do a letter, which I slobbered over Janet's, because he had written us a letter and something. I wouldn't sign the letter. But I'm going to send a letter to Janet. Janet's has been kicking me in the balls every day. But they didn't send a question. I sent a letter to Janet's. He does something for me real strong. I'll do something for him. And that's something Janet's does not, will not appreciate that. Janet's is a clever wrestler, and he will not appreciate slobbering over. He's well not.
He will appreciate your kick when he's kicking his eye.
And you're giving him a pat when he does something.
He really does.
But whatever it's worth, I wrote to Bunker, and to tell him if he thought there was anything we weren't doing.
Yeah.
He should let me know that we should be doing. Did he want to take any initiatives that he wasn't taking? He said, absolutely not. You're doing exactly the right.
How about Bruce? You got to
agree. That's what I meant, Bruce. That's the one. Bruce, not Bunker. Bruce.
Bruce, thank you.
No. Bruce is the guy. I misspoke. No, I told Bruce, please tell us, are there any offers we can make or should make? Do you want? He also said, I said, our story isn't getting through, perhaps on ceasefire. He said, it's not because we're not making it, it's the press won't report anything we say. Now, Bruce is, it was a very beautiful cable. That man is strong. He's the one negotiator we've had who has never harassed us. Oh, it's Bruce Bunker, who you'd expect it from. But,
I know. He and Bruce are the two great men in the service. The only two great ones left.
They're above 70.
Russia's all right, wouldn't
he? Russia's good. No, Russia is.
He's smart enough.
He hasn't got that smart experience yet, but Russia's done a good job.
But he is capable of being like a Bunker or Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought that in the second term you might consider Russia's head of the CIA. At any rate, he's done a superb job in Bonn.
Oh, Henry, I got one thing I'd love to do. I'm going to get Lincoln out. He has not been affecting politically, and he's not worth a damn in the NSC. I want a guy that can get out and make hard-line speeches for him, and I think I'd like to put Anderson in that job. I have no Anderson as a dub. Good-looking, hard-line, and highly regarded by all the military types. The job means nothing. The job is, if you've got the staff runs, the job determines whether or not you have.
Not the brightest man in the world, but that isn't so important.
We want to write.
The one argument against it, and I like Anderson, is you've got the Navy as chairman of the chiefs. But these Navy guys are very. Although Anderson is better, Lincoln is just nothing.
Lincoln is a nothing in terms of what he can do. There's one other possibility that I can do, Chapman.
I like Anderson better. Chapman is a bit of a blowhard, but it would take the effect. He's a good speaker. But either one of them would be good if you
had.
I don't know.
And the old final team, but the Chapman's more skilled. Yeah. Anderson's more straight arrows. I believe this is that.
Chapman gives a good rabble-rousing sort of presentation, emotional. Good.
We need somebody in this team that does. We don't have anybody else that does except me. I believe that's Connolly. Connolly and I are the only two that go out there. No, the whole other goddamn
understatement sometimes comes across better.
Well, Anderson is no understatement.
But Anderson is no understatement either. Either one of them, actually.
Shutter.
And Anderson is doing a good job for you, it seems.
Well, let's see. I just like to have a quiet check there out of regard. Well, the letter thinks, well, he said he's in charge of the chief, he's that good, he's now in a ring, so he must be all good. You know, Jim, young, good voice.
He's energetic.
I kind of like the, well.
He's energetic, yeah.
He goes in there and he political, so that's what we want. We need a politician in there, that's all. But you have no objection to either one.
No, except for the one that you can assess better than I, that the other services, especially the army, is getting awfully brutal.
That's true, the army. They have nothing but force. They're terrible. I mean, I know this is a job that we just had nothing to do with that.
That's right.
What can you do? Okay, let me know what you're
doing. Yes, I'll see you in just a minute.
My guess is you're going to get something from
him. Oh, yeah.
You cannot.
They can't
sit there, and if they do, fine, but that's something too.
Mr. Bender, we've been pushing drafts back and forth for 3 months.
That's right.
There's only one issue left. Are they willing to talk simultaneously about offensive weapons? Anything else we can?
Yeah. And also, the other issue is what about the sun?
Well, you may have. One thing I was going to do, I have a cable. It's a little unorthodox, but I have a back channel cable from Rush.
Systems will be running like that. They have complete control of the snap. Thank you.